I thought that the Lord really showed up in this place, and I felt like the message that went out was something that was beneficial to several. And I had a couple of questions, amen, about some of the highlights that we had, some of the points that we made in that sermon on last week. So if you're one of those, I'm going to repeat, amen, and for those who listen on the web, they'll get these 7 points, because I believe I mentioned the 7 points. I went through the 7 points, but I didn't specifically say 1, 2, 3. So point number one last week on out of control. Are you out of control? And if so, let's go on a self-diet. The first one was admit your problem. The second was have an attitude of faith. The third one was address the past. The fourth, argue with feelings. Fifth, an accountability to change. Number six was avoid danger spots. And then number seven was appeal to God for help. So for those of you who needed those points, amen, there they are. And if you didn't get them, amen, hit the website, and it'll be at the beginning of this sermon this week. Amen? Amen. Just want to be helpful. Just thank God for even the website ministry. I just want to let you guys know that Tony did some statistics on some of the sermons, and we had some of our sermons being hit up to 20, 30 times a day. Amen. So God is really doing awesome things in this ministry. Just want to let you guys know. And that is available, www.orangechapel.com. Amen. Great website. Thank you, Tony, for all your hard work. Amen? Amen. So did anybody come to hear word on today? All right. All right. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke. Turn to the book of Luke. Amen. We're going to look at chapter 8. And we're going to begin at verse 4. Chapter 8 and verse 4. I do have King James Version and also New Living Translation side by side. I'm going to give you the New Living Translation version of this passage of Scripture. Amen? Is that all right? Amen. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. Amen. Book of Luke, amen, beginning at chapter 8, and we're going to look at verse 4 and several of the following. Amen. One day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across the field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. The other seed fell among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns and grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. The seed grew up and produced a crop that was a hundred times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Verse 9 says, his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. When they hear, they won't understand." Verse 11 says, this is the meaning of the parable. Listen up. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. The seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy, but since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. Verse 14, and put a highlight on verse 14. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. And the seeds that fell on good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. I want to hang out for a few minutes this morning, if you guys will give me that opportunity, around verse 14. Around verse 14. I want to hang out there if y'all don't mind. Verse 14 says, the seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and so they never grow into maturity. If you look at the King James Version say, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Now, as I've told you guys many times, and I'll ask you the question, I'm sure some of you will remember, when does the Lord talk to your pastor? When I'm doing what? Mowing the yard. That's right. So guess what? I was mowing the yard yesterday. And the Lord placed the word in my heart. Amen. And I want to share with you today, if you guys don't mind, eliminate the weeds. Eliminate the weeds. Eliminate the weeds. My brothers and sisters, if you've ever been to my house, you know that I have a pretty large yard. Amen. I have an acre. I have one house, and then I have a rent house, and I mow both yards. And 365 days of the year, there's something either falling out of my trees or growing up out of my ground. And my brothers and sisters, I want to talk about weeds. How many of you that have lawns every year, when the springtime comes, amen, you get all of these weeds that come up in your yard? All right. Well, see, Jesus taught in parables, so I'm about to tell y'all this story. In my research last night, Tony, I found out that there are 205 varieties of weeds in America, and it is likely you have 2/3 of them in your yard. So that pretty green yard that you think you have a whole lot of weeds. Amen? But there are also weeds in our personal lives. We all have weeds. Woo, I don't mean to fuss today, but I'm trying to help somebody. We all have weeds in our personal lives. And weeds are deadly to a person being productive. And to be productive, we need to get after the weeds. Some of us can't be what God wants us to be and what the Lord needs us to be because we got too many weeds. Woo! All weeds can be a whole lot of stuff, y'all. Weeds can be that car. You'd rather wash that car than come to church on Sunday morning. We have weeds in our life that choke out our spiritual life, my brothers and sisters. Amen. I look out across my beautiful yard and it's green and it's even, Darren. But out in that yard is a whole lot of weeds. All but every spring, my brothers and sisters, there's something called weed and feed. Weed and feed. Sometimes you sprinkle that weed and feed out there, and after a few days, you realize that you start seeing patches in your yard. And you will realize that the weeds have basically taken over your yard. And then you just have a little bit of grass. In our lives, brothers and sisters, we need to weed. Woo! We need to weed and feed. But sometimes it's hard to get rid of the weeds because weeds look good. Bible tells us let the weed and the tares grow together, and he'll do the separating. Amen. But you know what? Sometimes in our life, brothers and sisters, there's some weeds that we can pick out and we can pluck out. Woo! I told you I was going to be hot this morning. Amen. I'm going to preach it anyway. Point number one, those of you who take notes, write this down. First thing that we have to do is we have to identify the weeds. Identification of the weeds is very important. Are y'all with me? The cares of this world. Did y'all see that in the scripture? The message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, of this world. So the cares of this world, my brothers, sometimes we're more concerned with how big our house is. Your grandmama left you that wood frame house that sat on pier and beam. But you go out and you stretch yourself way thin Because you want to keep up with the Franklins. You and your spouse don't work jobs like the Franklins. But the world says that we have to live in that gated community. And I'm not dogging anybody out, but sometimes we stretch out. But because the cares of this world, those are the weeds. Why do y'all think our kids are so messed up? Because society tells us that Lil Wayne is successful. Society will tell us that the NFL football players and the NBA basketball players are successful. We get caught up in the cares of the world. Don't you know that you have a better chance, young people, of being struck by lightning than playing in the NFL and the NBA? It's a good dream. It's a good goal. Keith Ballard is one of the best football players that ever came through this area, ever. But he's sitting at the OC this morning, praising God along with everybody else. And I'm sure there was a point in his life where he had aspirations, amen, to be that NFL player. But that's not the plan that God had in his life. Amen? You have a better chance of being struck by lightning. I meet kids all the time on my job. What's your goal? I want to go to the NBA. Well, me too. Weeds. Those are weeds. Somebody turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And let's look at verse 25. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. We're going to be in our Bible a little bit today. I'm trying to help somebody. Are we there? Matthew 6 and 25. Look at this. That's why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. This is a New Living Translation. Whether you have enough food to drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them, aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Call all your worry. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Let's read on. And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies in the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautiful as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will I eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God and all above else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Wow. Did y'all get that? So we got to identify those weeds that are in our lives. And everyday life has enough cares to keep us unproductive. So my brother, as long as some of us are so concerned about the weeds, we have some women that won't come to church because, I can get my hair fixed. We have a lot of brothers that won't come to church. Man, I don't have a suit. That's Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to kill your attendance in church. He wants to kill your belief in God. He wants you to lean and depend on all of these worldly things. My brothers and sisters, we have to eliminate the weeds in our life. There's so many things that crowd out God. There's so many things that crowd out spirituality. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? And then riches. Started talking about riches. Anybody want to be rich? Somebody want the money, the cars and the clothes, and I ain't going to say what else. Some of y'all just want to be successful. Y'all believe Pastor know who Drake is? I got to know who Drake is so I can talk to some of y'all. Amen? But most don't need to worry about this because God's going to take care of it. He said that he takes care of the animals. He takes care of the fields. And he loves us more than he loves that stuff. So guess what? Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, you're going to be all right. Let's look at the pursuit of money. I told y'all the story about a relative of mine that they said, well, look, because, you know, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And then he turned around and said, but I don't believe that. I believe not having money is the root of all evil. And guess who's in prison today, this morning, in behind money? The same one that said that to me, my kinfolk. Amen? Let's look at Matthew chapter 6. Look at verse 19. I'm trying to help somebody because some of us are missing out on the real picture and the real point. We're missing out on family. We're missing out on faith. We're missing out on God because we're so consumed, amen, with this world, these weeds. And some of us is, you know, and weed too for some people. Yeah, I'm talking about weeds. Y'all, weeds. Somebody getting crunk in here. I know where I pass. I know my church. Look at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy. Good Lord. And thieves don't break in and steal. Isn't that good news? Wherever your treasure is, there your desire, the desires of your heart will be also. Did y'all see that? Wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. How many of you interested in where you're going to be in 20 years? Will I still be working? Will I be retired? My kids going to put me in a nursing home. Ever think about that kind of stuff? Am I going to be sick? You know, how am I going to pay my bills? You know, the way the country's going. You know, Obama's going to buy. He's about to break us. We're not going to have no money. That's not funny in this church, is it? Okay. I'm going to start a riot. But y'all crazy. But we worry about things, my brothers and sisters, that, you know, they're weeds in our life. We have people, amen, that are just worry about everything. Well, I don't know. I ain't going to church because I don't have gas. Well, you know what? There's a lot of people coming down here. Get around with somebody. You're not going to add one day to your life by worrying. And worry is a weed in your life. Amen? I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all's pastor don't worry about a whole lot. You know what my favorite saying is? It is what it is. It is what it is. Because my Bible tells me, Romans 8:28, I love to quote this scripture, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. One morning, my wife and I left to go to work. We got to Bonham. I had a flat. She said, oh, you're going to be late, baby. I said, that's all right. Won't be the first time. Got out, fixed my flat, got off the road, and there was a horrible accident about 3 miles up the road. That's why I don't worry about it. Hey, you know, sometimes a setback is a setup. Amen? Anybody ever jump like this? You got to get down and get up. Woo, hallelujah, somebody. So when things go bad in my life, my brother, you know, I'm like, okay, Lord, you're trying to do something. The process, my brothers and sisters, for securing our finances, it actually makes us unproductive. I know people, they're so consumed with making money. Because I used to roll with a group of guys that were millionaires. And I'll be honest with you, one of them's in prison. The rest of them are broke. All the money that they had, they don't have it anymore. You know why? Because they went about it the wrong way. Man, I'm telling you, you know, even drug dealers. How many of y'all know any retired drug dealers? Put your hand down. He going to answer that at judgment day. Amen. He going to stand before God. He didn't get away with it. But, you know, it's just amazing how many people, you know, get away with robbing. Why do people try to rob convenience stores? Cameras everywhere. It's convenient. See, I'm gonna use that one. That's a good joke. I mean, these guys going in here, and then Fox 4, that's my brother. You know, and it ain't, you know, you off $1,000 reward in the hood. Somebody gonna tell on you. Guaranteed. But what people are doing, my brothers and sisters, is they're compromising their souls. We're compromising our souls in order to get rich and get money. We're compromising the principles of God. We're totally defying the word of God to do what we want to do in order to get a few dollars. And let me tell you, $2 of legit money is better off to you than $20,000 of dirty money. I got homeboys and friends that, man, I used to keep $20,000 under my bed. And you still driving an 86 Cutlass that you was driving back in the early 90s. Let's grow up. It's time to be about spiritual things, and it's time to eliminate the weeds in our life, because the weeds in our lives are keeping some of us back and keeping some of us down and keeping some of us depressed. Tell you, Candy said something to me the other day about, since she's not here, I'm just going to put my business out there. But I got sad about something. Y'all don't know this about me, but, you know, when things don't go right, and I tell y'all all things work together for good, and I really believe that, but I love y'all so much. Sometimes when things don't go right, especially like in the church or with some of you guys, I'm praying for you, and I just get kind of like, it's not that I'm sad, I'm just thinking. But Candy's like, you acting like you depressed or something. Right? What's wrong with you? And you can't be soft in my house. My wife don't play that. And, you know, I was sitting there, and then Inslee said, Mommy, is Daddy depressed? Last night, we were at the table, and I'm sitting there, and I think real hard on my sermon. I'm thinking about my sermon, thinking about what I'm going to say this morning, and I'm listening to God and what he's saying. I'm like, okay, Lord, we had a conversation on the lawnmower. I want to make sure that was you and not me just tripping because I was smelling gas, you know. So I'm sitting there, and I was real quiet, and then Inslee said, Mommy, Daddy's depressed again. And what a four-year-old, what's he know about depressed? I rebuke that weed in the name of Jesus. You ain't going to speak that in my house. Yo, I ain't depressed. I'm concentrating. I'm thinking hard. Other thing we have to be aware of, my brothers and sisters, is the pleasures of this world. The pursuit of leisure. Some of us think more about where we're going on vacation than where we're going to church on Sunday morning. You put more thought into where the next trip is going to be than where my family needs to be in a worship service. Some of y'all working on that vacation right now. Oh, I'm sorry. I told you, Lord, give me stuff because I got a little vacation fun myself, Darren. I said, man, you know, people concentrate more on the next trip or the next concert. Or the next, you know, the next party. Some of y'all know it's a party. Oh, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving night, me and Sister McGuire used to go kick it, boy. That was our party night. Even if we slowed down and wasn't going every weekend, hey, Thanksgiving weekend, it was on. Everybody was home. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Just messed up your Thanksgiving bash. Okay. Now we've identified the weeds, right? Can you see the weeds in your life right now? All right. You know, drugs, alcohol, yeah, that stuff. Drugs, alcohol, anything that hinders you from doing what the Lord has you to do. Some of y'all need to quit drinking because you can't drink because you act a fool. You make a fool out of yourself. Amen? Some of y'all need to quit smoking weed because you're on probation. Man, the only place you can smoke weed now is Colorado. So you, uh-oh. Now y'all planning those trips. You know I was planning on going to Colorado this year, me and the family, and I'm like, wait, what's that going to look like if I tell the church we going to Colorado? Wait a minute, the Smiths, y'all go skiing every year. Uh-oh. They're going to be high this year. I'm talking about the weeds in your life. Y'all be careful in Colorado this year. y'all got them good jobs. Be careful. Everybody go to Colorado, best believe they're going to test you when you come home. Amen. Let's look at the nature of the weeds, okay? We looked at the identification. We've identified the weeds. Now let's look at the nature of the weeds. The nature means what they do. What do the weeds do? The nature of the weeds is they grow on their own. Let me tell you something. You don't have to bring trouble in your life. Trouble's going to come. Amen? Don't y'all have some neck? Don't you have like some, you know, we always talk about peer pressure. Don't you have people in your life that you're really trying to avoid and they just show up? Who is it? Johnny. Oh, man, Johnny. Johnny. Johnny got a sack, too. Oh, man. Who's that texting me? Oh, Lisa, what she want to do? Weed, they grow on their own. You don't have to be doing anything. Amen? Deacon, I'm sorry. Y'all don't fire me. Look. Deacon McGuire looked over at Deacon Smith like, I don't know. This here is a little deep. They going to have a meeting now. Let's have a vote. I'm trying to help. Jesus taught in parables. I'm teaching real. I'm talking real life. Amen? I'm trying to help somebody. Because some of us got too many weeds and it's choking out the good. Can't see the forest for the tree. Yeah, okay. They grow now and there's no need. Let me tell you something about a weed. You don't even have to cultivate a weed. Those weeds grow every year, and I ain't watered not one bit. I was mowing it, and I'm thinking, oh, man, we had one little frost, and I had all those leaves over my yard, and I'm just mowing. And, man, it was just weeds everywhere in November. You don't have to take care. I ain't touched my yard this year. And my brothers and sisters, weeds everywhere. Ooh-wee, let me tell you something. Weeds. We have things that come up in our lives, y'all, that we don't even know are there. Are y'all with me this morning? They grow on their own. There's no need to cultivate them. And they, you know what? They grow best when we are unaware of them. I hadn't been out in my yard that much. I've been busy. I've been going to work every day. We're getting ready for the holidays. I got pecans falling out of the trees. I got leaves falling out of the trees. And Khalil takes care of the fall yard. I really hadn't been out in my yard. But yesterday I had a little bit of time. And without me knowing, I had some weeds that had grown up in my yard. Without you knowing it, my brothers and sisters, some weeds have crept into your situation. Some weeds have crept into your job situation. Some weeds have crept into your relationship. Weeds have crept in our church. Weeds. Weeds have crept in your bank account. Some of y'all, yes, sir, some choking it out. It's choking it out. I don't know where it's going. I don't know. Man, I don't know where my money's going. I'm going to get to your neighborhood. Just hold on. I'm going to make the left turn. I'll be in your neighborhood in a minute. The nature of the weed also, my brothers and sisters, they choke out the good stuff. Anybody ever, how many of y'all like those St. Augustine yards? Isn't it all of our goal to have a St. Augustine? That's that grass, and when you step on it like carpet, you just sink in it, and you can't play football in a, well, you kind of like to play ball in a St. Augustine yard because the fall's not so hard. Ooh, Lord, just showed me something right there. We used to have weeds in the backyard. And where the weeds are, is a whole, the ground is real hard. All but where daddy used to mow, where he used to water in the front and fertilize in the front, and the weeds were gone, but the real grass was there. You could fall on that grass. You fall on weeds, it's going to hurt. Y'all going to pray with me? Shoot, that was good right there. That's a nice place to park. But they choke out the good stuff. The weeds will choke out the good stuff in your life. Lying, that's a weed. Some of us try to, I'm not going to say how many of y'all, but some of us try our best to tell the truth, and it just, you get, oh, man, why am I lying? Some folks, stealing. I got a young man on probation. I'm telling y'all, this kid, He can't help but steal. That's a weed in his life. I told him, you know what, man, I don't know if probation gonna help you, but I'm gonna pray for you. I'm gonna put you on my prayer list because I need to pray for this young man. This boy steals erasers at school. erasers, whatever. He just gets a fascination. He may steal all the Sunday school books. It's crazy stuff. It's a weed in his life. And some of y'all, you might as well be honest with yourself. If there's a kid that got that problem, it's some grown folks that got that problem. Stealing them sticky notes, I had to quit it. Man, I looked in my bag one day, I had all the Collin County sticky notes. Lord, I hope I don't get fired. You know, I just pick them up because when the Lord tell me something, I write it down at work. Brother Ricks, I looked up, man, I said, boy, this is illegal. Had to stop myself. Weeds. And some weeds grow without us even paying attention. And you know what? When little stuff ends up being big stuff, turning to big stuff. The next thing you know, I'm stealing Darren's guitar. That's theft over 500. That's a real charge. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, that this is why it's necessary to weed out your garden. We have to take self-inventory. And you know what? Everybody in here, you know you have some weeds in your life. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Y'all remember the song? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. How many? Okay, we got a lot of young people in here. But has anybody in here, I heard about it, anybody ever chopped cotton? Thank you. You ain't never chopped cotton? Oh, you're a pretty boy. Pretty boy didn't chop no cotton. Oh, he said, I work with cows. He worked on the ranch. Brother, you chop cotton? Sister, you chop cotton? A dollar an hour? How many of y'all young folks who work for a dollar an hour? They ain't hearing it. But the reason why you chop cotton is to keep what out? The weeds out. And if you left a cotton field unchopped or unkept, then the weeds would take over and then you would have no crop. Ooh, we did y'all feel that? Okay. For you young couples, you young people, flower beds. How many of y'all really want flowers and hedges in your yard? Look at that, Digging Reed. Boy, I've been to his house. He got that high dollar stuff over there. Hey, man, he got that rubber mulch. It smells like you at a tire store when you pull up in front of his house. But brother, what Digging Smith did, he went down and he dug out all the weeds. And then it was a process. Then he covered the ground. You know, then he put some weed killer that wouldn't kill the plants. It's all a process. But you got to work it, my brother. You have to weed your garden. Because before you know it, there's so much stuff on you. There's so many weeds in your life. Guess what? The positive is being choked out. That's what the scripture said. The seeds that fell among the thorns represented those who hear the message, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and so they never grew into maturity. Okay, I'm going to share this story that y'all have heard before. Y'all know the story about the little girl in the bed that keeps falling out of the bed? Those of you who hadn't heard it, check it out. Little girl that kept falling out of bed every night. Darren, every night she's in the bed, and mama be downstairs because they put her in the bed early, you know, so, you know, they had a little time. And every night, boom, what happened? I fell out the bed. Next night, little girl go to bed. Boom, what happened? I fell out the bed. Next night, little girl get in the bed. Boom, I fell out the bed. Next night, mama didn't hear anything. Next night, nothing. So they ate breakfast every Sunday morning. So at breakfast on Sunday morning, three nights had gone by. She fallen out three nights, and then there was nothing for three nights. And on that seventh night, the morning, they got up Sunday morning, get ready to go to church. Say, hey, baby, notice you hadn't been falling out of the bed. What's the deal? Said, well, mama, I figured something out. I was staying too close to where I got in. But those last three nights, when I get in the bed, I move in a little deeper in the bed. Woo. My brothers and sisters, the reason why some of us keep falling out the bed is because we're too close to where we got in. Amen. You got to get deeper in this thing. Amen. Woo. They rob us of time and energy and money. Have your weeds cost you any money? Not your weed, but your weeds. And some of us be honest, that done cost us a little bit too. They give an appearance of life. That's why in my yard, Darren, it was green under there. They give an appearance of life. In the springtime, aren't those weeds green? And then, what about them dandelions? Them little things that look like the tower in Dallas. What's that tower called in Dallas? Reunion Tower? Try to blow all them things off. Dandelions, is that what they call? You'll cut them things down, and you not even done mowing your yard, and you'll look back, and they already back. Weeds. Weeds are something else to kill. That's why some of us are still working. That's why we're still fighting that same problem that we had years ago. Amen? It's not an easy task. I just wanted to put it on your mind this morning. Give you something to work on. Amen? They rob us of time and energy and money, and they give an appearance of life. They are normally green and blend right in. We have to get really close to them to see what they really are. See, some of the weeds in our life, brother, they've been in our life so long, they just blend in with the rest of the stuff. The weeds blend in with the grass. Let the weeds and tares grow together, and he'll do the separating. Woo-wee, I'm finna close this thing out. And the weeds, what we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the weeds are of little value. Amen? Those things in your life that you really don't want to get rid of, like those of us that really want to stop drinking, amen, and you know you act a fool every time you do it, but you don't want to let it go, it's really no value in your life. Amen? Those bad habits that we have, those things that we do that are not lined up with the Word of God, you really think you're going to miss them, but you're really not. You really think you're going to miss her, but it's okay. God's going to replace that thing and make it right. Amen? We've had some people right here in this church that have made a good choice. They say, you know what? We ain't going to just live together. No, we finna set a date. Amen? Hey, I know it get quiet on that. But see, I can talk about that because me and Candy lived together 2 or 3 years before we got married. And you know what? Once we got married, it's all good. I mean, most of the time. And by doing that, sometimes you just chase the weeds off. It's over now. Now, we talked about the identification of weeds. We talked about the nature of the weeds. Oh, Lord, it's late. Give me 5 minutes and I'll close this thing out with the treatment of weeds. We got to do something to the weeds. Are y'all going to pray with me? All right. If y'all say amen after everything I say, I'll get out in 5 minutes. All right. Come on, Tony. Recognize the needs. It is sometimes difficult to tell the difference between weeds and the grass. Amen. We can't root out what we don't know exists. What we have to do is examine ourselves and realize where we're falling short in life. Amen? We have to reject the weeds. The weeds are going to come up, but guess what? We have to reject those weeds. If you let the devil ride, what? That sucker's going to want to drive. Amen? We need a determination of will that we will not be filled with weeds. We have to make a decision that, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, we have to tell ourselves, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen? We probably will never get completely out, run out of weeds. We will have to come back and work on it, on them again. Every season brings its own weeds. In somebody's life, it might be springtime, and somebody else may be summer. Somebody else may be fall, and somebody else's life, it might be winter. Understand that every season brings weeds. Amen. Whether you're boyfriend and girlfriend, look at them, those so cute over there holding hands. Or whether you've been married for 30 plus years. Amen. Weeds in different seasons, when you start having children, your kid's going to do some stuff you're going to say, Lord, I can't believe it. Your kid's going to do some stuff you're just going to look at them and shake your head just like, really? You ain't going to have the energy to beat them. Did you? Really? Husbands and wives, church, Pastor come to church, some of the stuff y'all doing, Lord, no. Some of the stuff you hear, so you're never going to be fully, weed free. Amen? But I'd rather be weed few than weed plenty. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, that's good stuff. Resist the weeds. And that's what it's hard to do when it's hard to put that weed and feed on your yard when them weeds look good. Y'all know what? The weeds in my front yard look real good. A few years ago, I weeded and feed in my yard, and I didn't have no grass left. I just thought I had grass, but all I had was weeds. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you, like I said, you got to go down and go up. Amen? You know, God has to sometimes take some things away in order to show us, like, look, you need to start over. And then my neighbor next door, she got St. Augustine in her yard. And I said, how you get that? And she said, oh, well, I just take it. I just pull it up. He said, matter of fact, Sam, let me give you some of that. Just put it out there. Just keep it wet. Put it out there, and then it'll take root. And then when you get it going, it'll take over your whole yard. Ain't God good? Resist the weeds. Now, what we have to do about our weeds? Anybody have weeds in their life today? Wait a minute. Hold your hand up if you have some weeds in your life. Better say, I'm sitting up here raising my hand, and y'all sitting up here looking at me. You have to get a biblical perspective on what constitutes a weed. You have to know what the Bible says about the weeds and what we do and what's going on in our lives. If you don't know what the Bible says about what's going on about the weeds, then you know what? You're going to be doing wrong stuff and not even know it. You're going to allow things to go on in your life, amen, that you don't even know are wrong. Amen? Ooh-wee. And the main thing about a weed is you have to try to make sure, you got to try to make sure that it doesn't take root. Ooh-wee. Once that old weed take root, show enough root, you got a problem. Amen? Barbara, when you pull that thing up and you pull it up by the root, you can get to where God wants you to be in life. Amen? For your garden or even your trees, my brothers and sisters, to produce, you must get rid of the weeds. For you to be productive, for you to be a productive person, you must deal with the weeds in your life. Money and leisure. And you have to look at what changes need to be made. My question is, what are you going to do about the weeds in your life? Time to eliminate the weeds. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. He went to God 3 different times. Y'all remember this. And he asked the Lord to take that thorn from his flesh. And the fact of the matter is, some of us might have been planted amongst thorns. And you know what? I don't know. Y'all know those big old, you know, those locust thorns in y'all country folk? Well, they start out as a little bitty bush. But if you don't take care of them when they're a little bitty bush, they'll grow up to be a big old tree with big old thorns in them like this. Believe me, I know I stepped on one, went all the way through my shoe and poked me in my big toe when I was a kid. It'll flatten a tractor tire. You know how much it costs to get a tractor tire fixed? Oh, but if you go out when they're real little, you take that old axe and cut them down and pull them up from the roots, then guess what? You don't have to deal with them when they get older. Because when they get older, they take root. And they get deep down into your situation. They cause problems for everybody. Amen? Are you tired of getting stuck? Whew. Or are you tired of your hopes and dreams being destroyed by weeds? My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Each and every one of you, I said that Paul went to God 3 different times. And what God told Paul is, he said, my grace is sufficient enough for thee. God's grace is sufficient enough for all of us. But you know what? I want to live a productive life while I'm here. I want to be the type of Christian that other people want to be like me. Amen? And in order for me to be the man that God called me to be, you know what I had to do, Darren? I had to get rid of some weeds. And when I got rid of the weeds, guess what? I was out standing alone. It get lonely when you're using them weeds being around you, those problems and those issues and all of that stuff and all of that drama around you. Y'all know people that love drama? Been doing it for so long? You're not satisfied unless something's crazy. I work with a girl. Relationship-wise, I'm like her. I'm like Dr. Phil with her. I done walked this girl through years. Like, look, this is what you need to do. Come on now. Let's do better. You know, and she would listen to me. Got all that relationship stuff fixed. And then started having problems with coworkers because she was a person that thrived off of drama. If it wasn't men, you know, now it's the job. And then she walked out of her job 2 weeks ago. Walked off from a good job. You know, I called her the other day. She's all upset. You know, I called to check on her. She's crying. I said, well, they hired somebody else now. But she allowed weeds to cause her to walk off from something good. Hang in there, my brothers and sisters. And I know this was a long sermon, but I'm trying to help somebody today. Amen. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But when you find yourself in the middle of a whole bunch of weeds, guess what? You need to work that thing out. You need to pull those things up by the roots. If there's anything in your life that's keeping you from Christ, anything in you that is not spiritual, guess what? Work on it. You're never, ever going to be weedless. No matter how I try to work that acre of mine, there's always going to be some weeds there. But you know what? I'm going to do my best. See, my next door neighbor, her whole yard is St. Augustine. You know why? Because she's out there in it every day. And in order to have a yard like her, I got to go to work. I can't stay in my yard all day. But her yard is a perfect yard because she tends to it daily. Perfect practice makes perfect. We want to be A-plus Christians. I want to have an A-plus yard. I want to have an A-plus life. And in order for me to have an A-plus life in Christ, I got to tend to it every day. I got to pray every day. I got to read a scripture every day. I got to love somebody every day. Amen? I got to put myself on the back burner every day in order, amen, to just be weedless. 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 Hey, let's make a commitment as a church, as a group of people today. Amen. If we're going to eliminate some weeds out of our life today. You ain't got to eliminate 10. Eliminate 2 this week. Something that you do that you know or somebody that's a hindrance in your spiritual life. Let's make that commitment today. Amen. That we're gonna eliminate at least 2 weeds out of our garden. Can we do that? Some of y'all that cuss all the time, try not to cuss this week. And then the person that's closest to you, say, keep me accountable. Every time I cuss, you call me on it. Amen? Help somebody. You want me to be your partner? Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise. Jesus Christ hung, bled, and died on the cross.